Catching up today with Mr. Matt Stewart. He is the head basketball coach of the Kemmer Rangers. Coach Stewart, thank you so much for taking some of your time and being with us today and talking Kemmer hoops.
Yeah, not a problem, Dal. Appreciate you taking the time to visit with me and look forward to this season.
Let's start off. The season is underway, and your Rangers off to a great start, 3-0 over the weekend. Talk to us about that initial weekend and some of the things that you liked and maybe some things that you'd like to see improve over the course of this next week.
Yeah, so it was a really good weekend for us. You know, played some pretty good teams, you know, going in against Snake River. You know, we knew they were going to be athletic and physical, you know, with the success they had in football and bringing a lot of those kids over to basketball. But that game, you know, played pretty well. We ran our offensive stuff really well. Would have liked to see a little bit better on the defensive end, but overall, I thought the kids played well in that game. In our second game against Barson, you know, it was a back and forth battle for the first half, and second half it kind of got away from us. And going into the fourth quarter, we were down by 11, and with about 5 minutes left, we were down by 12. But I told the boys, you know, you got to just stay the course, run our stuff, and do what you can to get us back in this thing. And you know, we had some foul trouble. Jake Campman was in foul trouble. And our other big guy, Chase Bowen, they were both in foul trouble. And but some of our younger guys stepped up, and we executed our stuff the way we wanted to and pulled out a win there. And then, of course, Mountain View that night, Saturday night, and it was a back-and-forth battle. You know, that's a big rivalry game for us in Kemmer here. Always has been. Back even when I was in high school, that was one of our big rivals. And, you know, we battled back and forth again with foul trouble and some of those kind of things. Their bigger kids were beating us inside and just kind of struggled with that. But like I said, the kids stayed the course, and some of those younger kids stepped up, and we hit some free throws when we needed them the most. You know, some of the things looking forward to this weekend, looking forward to the boys, you know, we've been working on defense a lot this week, so seeing how we can handle some of these other 1A and 2A teams coming up this weekend. Would like us to see a little bit of improvement on our free throws. We weren't great with our free throw percentage, but we hit them when they counted, so and when we needed them. So.
And obviously coming up this weekend, just like last weekend, so you've got back-to-back weekends to open up the season where you're going to end up playing 3 games in 2 days. A huge part of that has got to be the conditioning of this team. Last weekend went great, played some great teams, came from behind in a couple of games, and obviously now tonight, for those of you listening, tomorrow in actual human time, you got a 3-1 Rocky Mountain team, a 4-1 Burlington team, and then Saturday you're playing Riverside. How big of a deal has conditioning been at practice here early on in the season to make sure that you've been ready to step up, that the kids are ready to play these huge slates of games in such a short period of time?
Yeah, conditioning has been huge for us, and I think the boys would probably tell you the same thing. We spend a lot of time doing conditioning, you know, not just at the end of practice. A lot of the drills we do are up and down the floor, game-type drills. So that's been a huge focus for us. Like you said, playing 3 games in 2 days, is tough on these boys. And last weekend, you know, we were pretty shorthanded with this sickness that's going around. But I felt like our conditioning, you know, really helped us come from behind in those couple games and, you know, stay the course in those games. You know, I know it's been a big adjustment for the boys, the amount of conditioning we've been doing, but we had to do it to try to get prepared for these 2 big weekends. So, and then having to turn around, you know, we come home Saturday night and we turn around and play another game on Tuesday. So getting them in shape for all that.
Speaking with Matt Stewart, the head coach of the Kemmer Rangers, and Coach Stewart, you've got kind of a three-headed monster going here so far early on. If you don't mind me saying, one, you look at Jake Campman, he's averaging almost a 30-13, 29.3 technically, according to WildPreps.com. But you've also got Wyatt Peternell. You've also got Chase Bowen that are in the top 10 in scoring in the conference. Those guys are really, so far, carrying the load. Is that what you had anticipated coming into the season, or are there some other players that you feel like are going to fill out some different roles, or is it really going to be kind of this trio that carries things?
You know, those three are big for us, but I feel like we've got a couple other kids that have given us some good things. Mason Riding, he stepped up for us big in that Mountain View game until he fouled out. But then we've got a couple younger kids, Skylar Rogers. He's been playing really well for us. You know, I think he's averaging right around 8 points. And then Caden Whitbeck, he's been pretty solid to get him in there to spell Wyatt every once in a while. But those big three, like you said, Jake had a huge weekend and we're looking for him to continue that and Wyatt as well. You know, he's our captain on the floor. You know, he's the coach on the floor, and look for him to be a big leader this next weekend. And then, you know, like Chase, he's probably defensively and offensively one of our most solid kids. So just looking forward to seeing what they can do this weekend, and seeing some of those younger guys step up.
So we were kind of talking about it before we ended up going live here with the interview, but sort of a unique path that you took to this being your first year as the Kemmer Rangers head basketball coach. Can you kind of take some of our listeners through your experience and what's brought you to this season as the head coach of the Kemmer Rangers?
Yeah, so I actually started my coaching career out in Laramie. I was going to college there and had an opportunity to coach at Laramie High School, freshman level there. With a couple of really good coaches. And then fate brought me back to Kemmer. You know, I grew up here my whole life, graduated high school here, and so I came back to Kemmer, was wanting to get in coaching, had an opportunity to coach freshman level for a couple years under Dustin Loom, and then when Phil Thatcher took over, I moved up to JV. Till about 2013, and then due to a change in my job and job schedule, I wasn't able to coach for the last 10 years almost, and decided I wanted to get back into it. You know, visiting with my supportive wife, she talked me into getting back into it, and was just going to do middle school boys basketball this year, and then when Coach Grosselat quit, you know, I've been approached by several people about, you know, thinking about going up to varsity, and thought that's a pretty big leap. But the more I thought about it, the more I talked to my wife and family, you know, they were really supportive and felt like it was a good opportunity. And, you know, with a great group of boys we have this year, just felt like the timing was right to get back into high school basketball.
Coach Matt Stewart here at the Kemmer Rangers. Coach Stewart, as you mentioned, you're a Kemmer guy. You're coming back, and we know what a big deal it is to come back and represent and support and have success at your hometown. So obviously, that's a big part of the town pride there. What are some of the goals that you and the team and the staff have for the Rangers this year? Because it looks like you've got a pretty darn good crew to maybe make a run at things.
Yep, we're definitely, you know, the ultimate goal is a state championship, which, you know, Kemmer hasn't had one in, I think it's close to 44 years that Kemmer's had a state championship. You know, we've played in the state championship a few times, but
some really
never,
good teams in the early 2000s. Those were some really good teams.
Yeah, that was a fun time. My little brother was actually on those teams, so got to enjoy that while they were there. But, you know, the state championship ultimately is the goal. We've talked, you know, with the boys, some of the steps we got to do to get there, you know, winning our conference is a big one for us, and then winning the regional tournament as well. And then some of the other underlying goals, you know, it's not just about this season. You know, we got to kind of look forward too. So looking at developing the younger kids, you know, getting them some experience and building our program up that way. And even down to our junior jazz programs, getting more involved with those, you know, getting more of the community, pride back to Kemmer basketball.
And speaking of pride back to Kemmer basketball, a huge thing with the Kemmer Rangers coming off of last year, the basketball team had a kind of a big upswing from the previous season, won a couple of postseason games, in fact, and obviously the wrestling team went on to win the state championship. Have you noticed personally that perhaps something of a winning culture has developed in the hallways based on this or anything of that nature?
Yeah, I think you can say that there. You know, you can see it when you're walking around the schools, and you know the students are proud to be Kemmer Rangers, and you start seeing more and more of the community coming out to support our kids. I think it's a really exciting time for Kemmer athletics, and we just look forward to, you know, continuing that pride and community support.
Head Coach Matt Stewart of the Kemmer Rangers, we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today, Coach, and anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
No, I think we covered it.
All right, well, we appreciate your time. Wish you the best of luck this weekend in Shoshone and moving forward, and we hope to have you on again later on this season.
Yes, I look forward to visiting with you guys more. So appreciate you guys' time and all you guys do for sports in Southwest Wyoming.
That's Matt Stewart, head coach of the Kemmer Rangers. First Bank Sports Friday continues after this.